this costume is 20 years old, and I'm very, very proud to wear it for many occasions. I've been wearing it for nearly the whole summer this year, because I've been to Pardon, which are Breton feast. It's religious, but there is another part of the Pardon which isn't religious, and people just have fun. And when I go to Pardon, I always wear my Breton costume, because it's so beautiful, it's such a pleasure and a joy to wear it, and I know that I can give joy to people. And I know that I wear it because I was brought up by my great-grandmother, who was born in 1894. So that is why I can feel it in my bones. The costume I wear is from Plougarnivel, from Rostrona, but more generally, it's le costume du Poer. And le Poer was a part of central Brittany, which I would say begins in the east in Plougarnivel and to the west to Colorec. So my costume is very important to me. And I've got three very short stories about the costume, which will say much about it. The first one, it's not true, but it's just humoristic. And it shows, because it's very interesting what Wendy told us about cutting the head. And when you cut the head of something, it's dead. It's just like that. So how much the Breton coif is important. So the story, the first one, is about a bigoted woman, and it's beginning to rain. So that woman, suddenly, she takes all her skirts up and she covers her coif with her skirts. And people are astonished, and she says, okay, my bottom is 70 years old, but my coif has been ironed this very morning. So that is the first one. The second one is really true, because it is in a show of Mélène Favennec, who is a well-known Breton singer. And during the show, he tells us about one morning, he was coming down the stairs into the kitchen, and suddenly he saw an Indian woman in the kitchen. He just couldn't believe it. He was a small kid, and what was that Indian woman doing in his kitchen? She was combing her long, long hair down to her waist. And suddenly, that woman, she took his grandmother's coif, put it on her hair, and it was his grandmother. So that is to say that a long time ago, you didn't even know what a woman looked like without her coif, because she was wearing it all the time. And the third one is very short. It's about the woman who made this costume for me. She's called Josiane, and this year she's 80 years old. She told me that when she was young, she was coming back from a show in her Breton costume, and she was fed up with wearing her coif, so she took it off, and her mother opened the door and smacked her into the face. Because you can take any part of the costume you want, but not the coif. You had to have something on your hair. So nowadays, I can do as I like, and I can wear a coif or not. But when you wear it, you become another person, because you have to stand very tall with your head like that. So you become proud. Proud of the costume, but proud of who you are. And you regain dignity. So the three stories are about how important the coif is. And to make them, of course, as Wendy said, each coif belongs to a village, a few villages, a region, a part of Brittany. because the costume and the coif especially is your identity card. You can tell from the coif, from far away, where a woman comes from. And from the costume, the whole costume, but even only the coif, you could tell the age, if she was married, if she was single, and if she was poor, so the wealth. You could read anything you like, anything you needed from the costume.
So it's actually made of
tulle. Tulle. It's cotton tulle.
And did women make their own, or was there someone perhaps in their village or community that had that?
Yes, cost? Because just like ironing, it needs a special skill to do them. So there was a special coif maker and costume maker. Yes.